Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Intentional grounding against Williams and the Bears. It's a 61-yard punt, perfectly placed.
Illegal formation. Kicking team number 48 is not on the line of scrimmage.
And those are killers.
Intentional grounding. Offense number 18.
Loveland, the motion man. And flags fly.
False start. Offense number 62. Half the distance to the goal. First down.
They lead the NFL in false start penalties. Joe Tooney just cost his team 2 yards.
Yeah, I think you see flashes of some explosive plays and some really good things happening. But the penalties to me is what stands out first and foremost. You know, we still have some of the pre-snap issues. There's occasional not getting lined up quite right. There's occasional not getting the motion quite right. And so that stuff it adds up and it hurts us. We get away with it occasionally, but it's just not the way you win in this league. And so I really put it on the leaders there in that locker room to get this ship going the right direction in that regard. Us coaches, we've been pounding that drum now for a while, and we haven't gotten the results we wanted. So it's on the leaders here on this team to get us right.
Woo! That's yesterday after the game. Coach Ben Johnson putting it on the leaders. I got some thoughts about that. Spiegel and Holmes here on the Score.
Yeah, I have some thoughts about it too. Before we get to that, and we appreciate everyone hanging out with us here on a Monday when we're talking about everything, a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. The sad thing that we didn't even talk about or realize because all the other stuff that was going on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I said there was something sad that we didn't even get a chance to think about. Now you're going to make us sad.
Derrick Henry passes Walter Payton on the all-time touchdown list.
Did he really?
Yeah.
On the touchdown list?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I like Derrick Henry, though.
Yeah, he's a rightful, like, I'm not trying to diminish Derrick Henry. That dude's amazing. I'm just saying, it's like, that's one of those moments you're like, oh, man, that's too bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I don't feel it like that because Walter's still Walter. And I know you think so too, but it's like, at least we're mentioning Walter. At least we're mentioning Walter and we're thinking about his excellence. How many games for Walter to get to those touchdowns versus Derrick?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Derrick Henry with all those postseason games in this era too. Like, I'm sure that's a huge part of it.
Here's the list. Here's the top 10 touchdown lists for running backs.
Can I,
you ready?
Can I play categories?
Oh, yeah. Let's play a little quick category. I should. Yeah, there's a tie at 9, so there's 10 people. Okay.
So this is running backs, touchdowns, all time?
All time.
All right. Emmitt Smith.
Yes, number 1.
Okay.
Hold on. If you want to play along in the car and just scream out who you think should be on the list, feel free to do so. That's totally fine.
All right.
Ba-da-da-ba-ba-da-ba. We are looking at the category is, by the way, this counts as me hosting categories this week. The category is NFL rushing touchdown career leaders.
So far, we have Emmitt Smith, Walter Payton, and Derrick Henry. Alex.
Well, I mean, you could have kept going.
Tony Dorsett.
I don't think so.
No, Tony Dorsett is not in the top 10.
Tanny, you want to play?
Not really. I'm trying to get Alex out of the room. I don't want him anywhere close to this.
Tony Dorsett is number 24.
Okay. How about LaDainian Tomlinson?
LaDainian Tomlinson, number 2 with 145 touchdowns. Emmitt Smith, by the way, 164.
Okay. How about Jerome Bettis?
The bus is number 12 with 91.
Oh.
Tanny, you want to make a guess? No, still?
Not really.
All right.
Curtis Martin.
Curtis Martin always seems to find himself on these lists, but he is number 15.
Oh.
Tied with Eric Dickerson.
Ooh.
But I do think if we did rushing leaders, Curtis Martin, I think, is fourth.
Adrian Peterson, or is this a DUI list?
Wow. Adrian Peterson is number 4 on the list. He is the next person in sight for Derrick Henry.
Okay.
He's got 120.
All right.
Paul Konerko.
Paul Konerko is not on the list. I would say, to help out, I would say think of our childhood. One of the guys is definitely our childhood, Speaks. The demo's childhood. Watch this guy do all sorts of amazing things.
Earl Campbell didn't play it long enough. That's too old.
Earl Campbell is number 28 on the list.
How about Mike Allstott?
Mike Allstott is a really good guess, but he is not in the top 10.
Mm.
Keep going. Our childhood.
Thurman Thomas.
No. You need some help?
Yeah.
All right.
Franco Harris.
I would say...
Larry Zonka.
You're throwing way too much at me for me to fact check it. But one of these guys should always be in the discussion when we're talking about great running backs and doing stuff.
Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly.
Not Orenthal James Simpson.
It should always be.
Whenever we talk about the greatest running backs ever.
Marshall Faulk.
Marshall Faulk is correct. He is tied with someone who we talked about recently in a very different way on this show.
Oh, boy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I don't know.
But one of these you should all automatically say when we talk about running backs.
Marcus Allen.
Yes, number 3. That's the one from our childhood.
Right.
He is 3rd.
Right.
But one of these guys, whenever you talk about the greatest running backs who have ever lived.
Barry Sanders.
Barry Sanders is number 11. Who might be better than Barry Sanders?
Has anybody said Jim Brown yet?
Thank you, Alex. Yes, Jim Brown
is
on the list.
Not my childhood. Maybe your childhood.
Our childhood was Marcus Allen.
Oh, I get you. I get you. How about Edgerrin James? Is he on the list?
Edgerrin James is on the list at number 22.
Wow. Okay.
All right. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read. There's only 2 names left.
All right. Go ahead. Just give me the 2.
I'll give you the top 20. All right.
Yeah. Well, we got to get to the penalty stuff. But go ahead. Okay. What do you got?
Otis Anderson, Corey Dillon, Jim Taylor, Marshawn Lynch, Priest Holmes, Curtis Martin, Marshawn Eric Lynch. Dickerson, Franco Harris, Jerome Bettis, Barry Sanders, Marshall Faulk, Sean Alexander, John Riggins, Jim Brown, Walter Payton, Derrick Henry, Adrian Peterson, Marcus Allen, LaDainian Tomlinson, and Emmitt Smith.
There you go. Good category.
All right. Excellent. I'm good for at least 2 months. Good night, everybody.
The future disgraced former host of Categories, Lawrence Holmes. All right. So we played Ben at the top of this segment on the penalties, and he challenged the leaders to step up and get it cleaned up. It's something in there that he also said made me think he's definitely talking about his quarterback. In part because Caleb's one of the leaders. Caleb is one of the captains. He's one of two offensive captains. Caleb and Joe Tooney. Tooney had a false start. So maybe he's talking about Tooney as well when he talks about the false start. But Lawrence, he also said that we've gotten lined up incorrectly a lot. And sometimes we've gotten away with it. But good teams can't do that. So getting lined up incorrectly, that's on the quarterback, if anybody, specifically.
It's also on those individuals who are lined up incorrectly. It's not like I don't want to – Caleb's job is to make it right. But if you're DJ Moore and you're lined up in the wrong spot, that's also on you. Because you should know the play call and kind of where you're supposed to be.
Did you feel like Ben was talking about Caleb when he said our leaders need to step up and get this thing cleaned up?
Yes. I think that any time that a coach is talking in such broad terms that the quarterback has to be a part of it, it also has to be your veteran. I think it's a really – it feels a little premature for Ben to kind of assert, hey, we've done our job. Now it's on the leaders of this team. You're still only 7 games into your career as a head coach. It's okay for you to still be harping on the things that bother you.
I'm sure they will. But I think that's a great question for Dave Wannstedt that Mully and Hall will ask tomorrow. I saw Wani on postgame a little bit on Marquee, and Wani was saying, look, at this point in the year, if a guy can't stop committing penalties, this is when sometimes you sit them. Like something, so that would lead me to believe that it is time for that kind of stuff. But and so that's interesting. But here's Caleb after the game when asked about the pre-snap penalties, and I need your help on figuring out how pregnant the pause is and what the pause is about.
All right, I'm on it.
You know, I think that's the two main things that we got to fix, and you know the. You know, guys jumping off sides and those type of things we'll get fixed, and we'll get that fixed and be able to move on from those, and then we just got to execute the plays from there.
So
I got it at 37 weeks pregnant.
Ooh, that's very pregnant.
Very pregnant pause there, about 37 weeks. Almost full term.
The context of that, when asked about the penalties, and he says, we gotta, and then he says, I'll, and that sounds like a guy who's about to say, I'll take ownership of it, but then stops a little short of it because he's trying to figure out if it's really on him, if it's not on him, how he's supposed to talk about it, that kind of thing. That's what it felt like he got caught up in.
I wonder if he got caught up in the, you know, the guys jumping offside, like he's thinking, oh, I probably shouldn't have said that because that is... That's not necessarily on me, but I'm making it seem like it's on everybody else. And then you get caught up where he is, where he has the pregnant pause.
We'll get fixed, and I'll
37 weeks.
Man, that's awkward as he's trying to think about how much ownership he should take.
It's living in the known.
Well, Danny. It's a great day to have a day.
Great day to have a day.
He had himself a day.
Man, when you play bad, a lot of stuff just sounds worse. It's one of the great axioms of sports talk radio, isn't it? You know, it just kind of happens like that.
Why don't we hear what Ben said about it today then? Because I think that he doubled down on this, and I'm not sure if that's the right strategy, but here's what he said.
Yeah, we've talked about it with the players. We'll certainly make sure that they understand, especially now that we lost a game and the penalties were a big culprit as to why we didn't have the success we wanted to. I think now we can, it really opens Pandora's box up here where, hey, all hands on deck here. We got to get this thing fixed. And we've been harping on it as a coaching staff, and when it results in a loss, I think it just magnifies the issue that was at hand.
How was that message received by your team leaders, your captains? And then what actions would you like to see them take this week to change those penalties?
Yeah, would like us to stay on sides. So, yeah. You know, it's simple. It's discipline. You know, I think they're as fed up with it as everyone is in the building. And so they understand it's just not what good football teams do. And I think they're going to take ownership of it. I think we're going to be just fine.
Interesting. So he is asking for some internal accountability partners, accountability buddies, as they say in the therapeutic world, some accountability partners to be his, from his leaders, to make sure that they ride their teammates or at least watch their teammates. I'm totally cool with this ask at this point of the season. I think it has become a big enough problem, Lawrence. You've got 8 or more penalties in 6 of your 7 games. And he's asking the players to step up and help him with the message. I'm totally okay with it. Why do you think it's a little risky?
I just feel like there's some abdication of responsibility by a first-year head coach. And I get that he wants to give the responsibility to the players, but now you've had 2 times to talk about it publicly, and it's almost like you're washing your hands of it. Well, we've told them. Now it's on them. I just don't like the way that comes off. I would prefer that we're all looking at solutions for the problems and not kind of pushing it and saying it's their problem. It is, but there are things that you can do if those things persist, like you're talking about, where you might have to sit guys because you can't trust them in some of those situations. But then we get to bigger questions on, hey, was it really the right choice to sit player A when you have player C, D, and E injured? And does it build your culture while maybe losing you a game,
right,
because of it?
So, and maybe that's part of it, is that he doesn't think he can be punitive on that stuff yet because he doesn't have the depth to and wants to keep trying to win games.
Maybe he wants a kangaroo court. You know, maybe that's what he's saying. Like, oh, it's on the leaders of the team. Hey, man, $100 every time you go offside, and we'll give it to Bear charities at the end of the year or whatever. But this has got to change. And here's one way where we can try and change it.
Yeah, it's interesting. I hear what you're saying. I don't think it's a full-on abdication. It's definitely an ask for help. It's definitely an ask for help, and it's a call to action. And he's been good about building culture to this point. Maybe this can be an effective next step. I guess we'll see how it goes, because players now need to step up. So whether that's Caleb or what, maybe it's Joe Tooney. Joe Tooney with a false start yesterday. You know, maybe he wants Joe Tooney to be all over, you know, Theo Benedet and make sure he doesn't do that. Maybe he wants, you know, Durham Smythe to be all over Colston Loveland to make sure he doesn't do that. And maybe on defense, he wants Grady Jarrett and Kevin Byard. Those are, you know, those are some of your captains that he's definitely asking for help about. It's
yes,
an interesting
Alex?
Thing.
No, I just, we had JT O'Sullivan, the quarterback school guru, on after the Minnesota game. And I keep thinking of his video that week watching all of those false start penalties. And he said, as a quarterback, you're responsible for your unit when it comes down to it. So I just keep thinking, when you have a coach coming out and saying this, at least a large portion of this is pointed at the quarterback, right?
I think so. I definitely think so. You know, I'm trying to leave room for the other folks, but that to me seems definitely.
I agree with you. There's an extra burden, no pun intended, that the quarterback carries on that. But if a guy is lined up in the wrong spot, how are we just going to put that on the quarterback? How?
No, it's not just on the quarterback. I don't think it's just, but it's largely on the quarterback. You know, we've asked this question a number of times. I almost asked it to Kurt again today, but I feel like we've asked it, and then we didn't have an extra 4.5 minutes.
It was a 5-minute answer. It's okay. This from Scott Beard.
You got it. Great talking.
Thanks. Danny loved that.
You got it. Great talking.
Thanks. Great talking to you is what he meant.
You work out. This from Scott Bear from Marquee. Scott writes, fuel for the conspiracy theorists out there. You know, I believe he's saying that tongue in cheek, but okay. Who knows?
Yeah.
Per NFLpenalties.com, the Bears have been flagged 64 times for 533 yards, second highest per game penalty count in the league. Bears opponents have been flagged 36 times for 254 yards, second lowest per game count in the league.
So opponents second lowest, and they're at highest, or was it second?
Second highest.
Yeah. Well, you
know,
that
feels like a them problem and not an officials problem.
Yeah, but I will say the last two weeks that there were some bogus ones. Thought there were definitely some bogus ones. Not yesterday necessarily to me. I mean, we touched on a couple of them, but there have been some bad calls against the Bears. Yesterday, I didn't think so. God, the special teams ones were just killers.
I see what you're trying to do, and I'm not falling for the banana in the tailpipe.
Yeah, I mean, that's why, even though there is a 3-drink minimum at the Chuckle Hut, which I think is outrageous.
I'm sure there'll be a lot of conversation this week.
And you know me, it's just Diet Cokes, but I'll get 3 of them if I have to, because HT's Type 5 is solid.
Hey, man, you got it.
Let me just tell you this. Just imagine when we clean up these penalties.
What I hated about that is that woo sounded like, all right, let's go to our list. Yeah, all right. It's like, no, man.
A lot of that stuff sounds similar when teams lose. It sounds great when they win. And then when a team loses, you go, oh, it sounds a little corny.
Yeah. That's the problem. It's like the quarterback stuff when he doesn't play well.
We need to talk about that too.
Yeah, we do. I need to ask you about the timeline of judgment. I want to get my head wrapped around this, see if you agree with where I am on Caleb with this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.